Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
And back to Joe at RTE.ie. Safe home, Patrick Oliver, and they're 2 miles off, and I hope people will be there to welcome them in Galway Harbour when they arrive. What's 2 miles? About half an hour before they get back in, please God. Fiona Flynn, back to parish pump politics, but except the parish pump, the working parish pump in Mile, Oldcastle, County Meath, is gone, missing, stolen. Fiona Flynn, what happened?
Joe, it's vanished and we're devastated.
Well,
we are.
Well, tell us about the parish. I'm looking at the photograph. It is absolutely beautiful. It's absolutely.
If anybody of your listeners has done the walk, you know the JFK walk annually run. Well, the JFK walk starts in Moyla Community Centre, and this is the first turn that you meet with the pump at it.
And it's a working pump.
It's a working pump. This is farmland all around. Farmers use it. People that are out for runs or walks use it because we're in the beautiful area of Loch Crewe, you know, where it's kind of Drumlinny countryside and lakes, and it's just a very pretty place. And I suppose the local community, there's a Drumone development community that are doing up all the areas around, and they've done up the beautiful pump, and it's missing. We actually were meeting today at 9 o'clock to plant bought flowers because the pots that we've had for the last 2 years have been robbed. So we came down to plant the flowers, no pump.
And just, can you describe the pump? First of all,
you know the water pumps that you'd see in the countryside, traditionally throughout the countryside?
With the big, big handle.
The big cast iron pump.
Oh, beautiful, yeah.
With the lovely handle, and it was totally working. You often see they're black. This one was bottle green, and it was with a little cap on it at the top was painted, because we're the Royal County of Meath.
Yes, of course.
So in the green and yellow colour. So the cap of it was yellow, the spout of it was yellow, and you know the big handle?
Yeah,
beautiful. That was green, but the grip, the little small grip at the
handle,
end, was painted yellow.
But now,
so mainly green with just small bits of yellow.
Okay, and it's about, 5 foot high?
Oh, yes, it would be about that. A heavy, heavy cast iron, over 100 years old.
Ah, that's horrific.
Yeah, part of our history. We all have them. We all pass them.
And I'm looking at the photo. It's obviously been done up recently.
Yes, because they had an actual celebration about 3-4 years ago where the community, we got money from the council and fundraised money, and there was over €3,000 spent on the walls around repointing them. Yeah, doing all of that. Just prettying up the area, and a lot of money was put into it in time and effort. And
do you know where, I presume there's a well underneath that pump. I presume given that it's there over 100 years, it's natural water.
It is natural water, and it tastes really good. And there's a lot of people have their own water supplies that actually don't like the taste of their own water and come and get their water. Well, did. Up until 9 o'clock this morning, came and got their water from the pump.
I don't know who sent it in this beautiful photograph. The wall is about 2 foot wide, let alone it's about 3 foot high, 2 foot wide. Beautiful hand built wall and beautiful stone, beautifully pitched. And then a small entrance, and there's the pump, beautiful pump. And do you know how they got it off the stand?
It definitely was sawed off, you know,
sheer vandalism.
Yeah.
And are there any other pumps like that in the area, Fiona?
Well, I know there's another little area, Ballycomile, another sort of hinterland area about 6 miles from here. 2 weeks ago, their pump was taken. So I suppose all areas with pumps would need to notice.
But what they're doing is they're bringing that pump cast iron to some scrapyard and getting 50 quid for it.
But I don't even know if they are. This is only my own personal. I was thinking about it. And I was thinking, is it people doing up their, you know, gardens? Yeah, I love a pump. Would you be able to access me a pump? I know someone who knows someone. I just think people that are putting these beautiful features in there need to be, you know, able to answer and stand up and say where they got, you know, their pump. Because it's history.
You're right. I think you're right. Actually, you are right. That's not going to. That's been sold as an artifact.
I do think so, because I don't think it's worth their while coming for scrap. Do you know what I'm saying to you? I actually think they are... This is only a personal opinion.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But I actually think they're been, you know, I've done up my garden. I'd love a water feature, or, you know, just to have a rockery and this pump in the middle of it. And people are paying big money for getting these pumps. But I do think anyone that's having pumps installed have to realise they're being taken from local communities that really value their worth. They're priceless.
And it's,
you know, there's a lady here whose own mother used that pump when the water supply to her house was interrupted for whatever reason. She said she remembers as a child her mother going over getting, using that pump, bringing back the water.
And it gives a good amount of water, doesn't it, on every on every draw?
Yeah.
Yeah. Replacement pumps, are they to be got?
I don't think so. I don't know. They used to, years ago, be in you know, the, I suppose, community areas where they were decommissioned, but they should never have been taken from the areas.
Absolutely,
because they
are,
you know, they're a historic site. You know, they're something to be valued.
But even remember the old phone boxes?
Yeah.
They should, I know, but they should have been left as well.
Yes,
I know there
I
was
agree.
No,
and, all of those.
And I know one councillor, Fine Gael councillor in South Dublin, Anna Granger, started a campaign to get the disused phone box as a home for a defibrillator, and that's taken off for the local anyway. But but you obviously cherish your heritage. Isn't that the parish or near the parish of the singing priest, Father Ray?
That's right, Father Ray Kelly. He's okay. Our parish priest. We're Oldcastle Moyla, and we're at Knocklock Crossroads, which is only about a mile up the road from Moyla Community Centre. And that's where the JFK walk starts, and then they walk up here, and that's
the little pretty pump. Tell us about the JFK walk in Meath.
Well, this year it was cancelled because, well, it wasn't. Anyone can donate, actually, online.
But why do you call it the JFK walk?
Well, I'll be honest, you're asking the wrong one there. I've taken part in it, I've sweated, and I've walked.
But is it JFK as in John Fitzgerald Kennedy?
John F. Kennedy walk, yes. It's the John F. Kennedy challenge.
But did he ever set foot in County Meath?
He gave it to his troops as a challenge, seemingly, I'm being told. He gave it to his troops as a challenge.
Okay, so.
And this was a challenge. And it started off very, very small, as in numbers. It was a 50-mile walk. And then next thing, it just mushroomed out. And people from all over Ireland come and do it.
Isn't that fantastic?
And last year alone, in 2019, they raised €163,000.
Fantastic. And Fiona, is the JFK walk on road or through a walkway or...?
It's absolutely fabulous because it really it's a showpiece for Meath. You've got all the drumlins, you've got any little lakes around.
Sounds
it's all
great.
The small little country roads up by Loch Crewe, you know, the megalithic graves.
I know,
graves.
I've been up there.
Yeah, the megalithic graves up by there, down by Oliver Plunkett's home place. It's a fabulous gem. It's a very beautiful hidden gem of Ireland.
And isn't there near where, bring me back now, near Oldcastle, near where... Oliver Plunkett's
home place is there. You have the Loch Crewe Gardens.
That's what I'm
and
thinking of.
Then
yeah.
Some of his bones are actually in Father Ray's church. Do you know what I mean? In the altar of part of Oliver Plunkett, Saint Oliver Plunkett is there.
And that's where
his head's in Drogheda.
So when Father Ray sang Hallelujah,
yes,
at the wedding, which went viral, which shot
that's
him
right.
onto. Simon Cowell's programme, The X Factor.
When
when Father Ray sang that on the altar, he was singing it in front of the bones of Oliver.
Yes, one of the little side altars has, I think, a femur, if I'm right, of St. Oliver Plunkett.
Okay.
And his home place is the gardens. It's beautiful up here.
Yes, I've been there, the gardens, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know who we pray to get your pump back, but it is vandalism. It's the worst type of vandalism.
We're devastated. We arrived down today, as I said this morning, 9 o'clock, to put the flowers down because the flowers have been consistently robbed. And there was the pump gone. We're devastated.
Well, let's hope. By the way, you don't know who was... Whoever stole the flowers didn't steal the pump.
I know. There was flowers stolen last year and this year, the big pots, and then we decided...
That's a big thing.
Actually, we're offering a substantial reward for anyone that can tell us whereabouts of the pump. It's a very distinct pump and it has very distinct markings. And we've had forensics down from Navan taking photographs, and okay. we have the original photographs of the pump itself. So for anyone that's thinking of buying or using that pump, the forensics have it now. So, and I do think anyone that's installing pumps should be asked, where did you get that pump?
Okay.
Where I really do, because these are historic old pieces that should be valued by communities, not singularly. You know, it's denuding the our part.
Do you want to tell me what the reward is, Fiona? Or?
I can't at the moment, but it's substantial because we've had a lot of people from the local community chipping in with all their bits.
We've added
it all up. But it's a substantial amount.
So you've raised the reward between the lot of you there. Isn't that fantastic?
But it's a brilliant community, I have to be honest.
And how do I pronounce it? Moyla?
So we're Knocklock Crossroads.
Knocklock.
But we're of Moyla Football Club, Moyla Community.
I'll throw in a bonus. If anyone finds the pump, I'm saying this out my cheeky self. If anyone finds a pump, they get the reward from the Moyla community.
Yeah, Knocklock, yes.
And Father Ray would sing down the phone to them.
I know he would.
I would. Okay, that's a deal. That's a deal. Okay, Fiona Flynn. Thanks indeed. That's Fiona Flynn. If you see, we'll put up photographs. It is a gorgeous artefact. And by the way, it's not an artefact because it is working. And hopefully another pump or that pump will be back there fairly quickly. 51551, Mass Can Stand.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.